Have you ever been cyberbullied? You can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234. How do you handle it? People use the term bullying very loosely. If you say something they don't like, oh, you're bullying me. And that's not what bullying is. Bullying is repeated harassment by either one person or a group of people. And this girl, Brandy from Texas, Houston, Texas, she ended up killing herself because she was being bullied so much. They were taking her number, making fake dating pages on different websites and saying she's just interested in one thing only and to call her. So her phone would ring all hours of the day and night.
I mean, that's beyond like anything that you could probably handle, you know what I mean? Because there's no escaping it.
Exactly. And, you know, years ago, when I was at college at Temple University in Philly, we talked about this in a class, that it's so different now because kids don't get to disconnect from it. If you were bullied in school,
you could leave school at 3:30 and be done to the next day.
And be done. But it doesn't stop there. Nope. And it's all over social media. People would create fake accounts just so that they can become your friend and then harass you that way. This girl ends up killing herself. Her name's Brandy. She ended up killing herself in front of her family. She sent them an email and said, I can't do this. They all run. They go home. Her sister ran upstairs. She had a gun pointed to her chest and she killed herself. Her dad talked to the news.
We tried to persuade her to put the gun down, but she was determined. She said she'd come too far to turn back. It's hard when your daughter tells you to turn around. You feel hopeless.
So that now they're looking at authorities. The family said, you know, we've asked for help multiple times. Nothing happened to these people as far as trying to find out who's doing it. The law enforcement down there, Texas City Police Department, told the news that they are continuing to investigate.
I know that my daughter, not her personally so much, but there was a whole thing going around school, and not necessarily just where she goes to school, but I think it's all over. They were doing these, like, to be honest things on Instagram.
Oh yeah, we see them on our Instagram all the time.
And they're like slating like other kids in school, and then all of a sudden, and you watch it because it'd be like, it's like, oh, I don't like Amy, she's blah 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 blah, and then all of a sudden, then everyone else is like, that's
pile
funny.
On,
and then all pile on, and then before you know it, and that's where it escalates because then they're like, oh well, let's do this and this.
But you're asking for that to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that.
No,
so
have
you been cyberbullied? If you're a parent, has your child been cyberbullied? What do you do? And does reaching out do anything? Do you say the school, hey, these kids, because on Instagram you see who it is.
Oh yeah,
these kids are, you know, doing this. What is, you know, what's the outcome of that? You can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234 to be part of the show.